Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
All right, Farrell on the bench. So I'm hearing that the Nets have signed, it looks like, Jamal Crawford and Michael Beasley. Now, look, I'll give you this. I mean, the Nets had literally the most laughable roster I've ever seen in my life going to Orlando. I mean, their whole team has COVID, right? And, or, you know, KD, Kyrie have surgeries and they're out. I mean, you always knew they were out. Like, honestly, the media and people are such suckers, like, for these stupid stories of, like, literally, I can't even believe the stuff I hear. Like, you know, Kyrie has his shoulder operated on, right? And KD has his Achilles operated on, right? And then, like, the media will say they're coming back because they're, you know, close, right? That they've had 4 months to heal, and you know, Kyrie had the surgery in March or whatever, and he's, you know, he's good to go now, all this time off. And then KD, if they play, look at their odds on FanDuel have skyrocketed. The Nets are a betting favorite to win the championship. You heard all that, Mafia, right? I mean, you heard it.
Yeah, I did. People were putting their money down. People were going crazy, thinking, oh, these guys come back and they're going to be, you know, in the mix because this is a crazy situation. They could do it all. And we were sitting there saying, how stupid are you to think that these guys are going to play? And I bet they're with those best back real bad right now.
Yeah, well, because they're not playing. And here's the deal. Then you get Dinwiddie comes down with it. Then DeAndre Jordan. Then Claxton. I mean, the whole team, right? I mean, everybody. All that's left is basically Allen, Harris, LeVert, and that's it, right? Kuroks, whatever his name is. The Serbian, here's the deal. If you sign, because they're rostered, they literally, it's so bad that they have 3 slots called substitute 1, 2, and 3. That's exactly how bad their roster is. They've listed substitute 1, 2, and 3, like the invisible man. And you know what they've done, Mafia? They've added Crawford and Beasley. And I'll give you this. If you ever, Sean Marks has got to be a genius. I'm now putting him in genius rarefied air, Moff. You know why? Because Jamal Crawford and Michael Beasley are 2 of the greatest shot hogs ever.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Pharrell on the bench. So trust me when I tell you that Mike Beasley, I know his game like the back of my hand. That guy, you know, there's people that probably feel that way about my game, Mafia, that I, you know, go to the 10 too much or try to score too much or shoot too much, whatever you want to call it. It is what it is.
There have been accusations made at times.
Well, that's fine. And you also know that it's simple. Like, you know, what's great about this is that you play with me for 10 years. So, you know, everything I tell, basically, for the most part, I tell it like it is. So you play with me for 10 years. Believe me, you, I can sit here and say unequivocally, you get me on a break with somebody, I'll give you the rock. You get, if you cut and you're under the basket standing alone, I'm getting you the ball. I do the pick and roll and I do the feed roll pass to the low block to anyone big. If there's a size disadvantage and if I see you alone with some dude 5 inches shorter than you, tell him what I do with the ball.
You give it up.
That's right. So everyone can eat my onions because I'm not a, I definitely shoot too much, but I score a lot. And my, you know, people like, seriously, I love passing. I love making a clean pass. I love making a bucket. I love making eggs in the morning. Let's get it on. I'll feed you the rock every time. Pick and roll. I'll give you the fast break. I'll do whatever. Lob, pass, anything you want. But I like scoring, obviously. I shoot a ton, and I make a lot of buckets, but I give it up. Mike Beasley never passes the ball. Ever. I mean, that guy will, he will shoot. And I mean, I like his game, though, because he is a bucket maker. That's it. He has played that style. You name it. Like, I saw him in a recently, this just recently in the last 3 months. Did you see that video? I don't know if you saw it or not, but it was a video of him playing like a pickup game. He was like playing with a bunch of really good players in a pickup game somewhere. Did you see him, Avi, where he scored like 100 points? Did you see him dominate? Look up, just search Michael Beasley pickup game. And it was in like April, May, June, whatever. My recent Michael Beasley pickup game highlights. He plays with no shirt on. And my boy, literally, watch him. Tell me. And you know what's funny? Like, I know him literally like I coached him. This guy, if you watch the video, he literally shoots every single time he gets it. Like, he's at half court chucking. He's at the top of the keys. He's driving on the elbows. He's on the low block. He's dunking. He's on the baseline. He's on the wing. He's moving. He's, you know, cutting and scoring. Every time he gets it, he shoots. Every single time he gets it, he scores. He scored. I watched this pickup game. He literally, no one else touched the ball. Look it up right now. You'll find it. I saw it. I've seen it recently. Meanwhile, he's just completely ripped and carved. I mean, the guy, he looks like all he does is lift weights and sleep and play basketball. The guy's he's a monster. Meanwhile, you know as well as I do, his career in the NBA is like washed, right? He's washed. He's finished. But that guy will play anywhere he wants. Drew League, wrecked, washed, retired guy league. He could play, if he played in the basketball tournament, Mafia, that guy would score 30 a game. He's like Jason Williams. Do you remember Jason Williams with the Kings? When that guy stopped playing, Mafia, how was his rec league game? How did he stand out in a rec league?
Oh, White Chocolate was sick. He was burning everybody when you saw those highlights.
He literally had hours of play making highlights, hours of him playing rec league. I mean, just humiliating people, nutmegging them, everything else, right? He literally, you talk about fresh meat, my boy goes out and he's literally the deli. He is the deli. By the way, Mafia, I went to the deli the other day and it was closed. And they had just the meat out in like a fridge, like they had all the sandwich meat out there, like they had cut it up and put out half pounds and pounds of cheese. Yeah, they had it pre-sliced, right? It was all done, and they had it all out in a fridge. So when people went to the deli, they just went to the fridge and got what they needed. It was all there because they didn't, I guess, want people breathing on them or people talking to them or people that didn't have masks on or whatever else. But all I know is I went to the deli, and it was closed. And the guy's like, yo, bro, we're closed. I'm like, bruh. I go, I need some honey. I need some honey, like turkey. And I need some honey ham, son. And I need some sharp cheddar, son. And he goes, we're closed. I go, son. I said, you're not hearing me, bro. You got to get me what I need, son. I don't want that processed stuff. I don't want that pregame stuff. I don't want any of that. And the guy looked at me like I was crazy. I go, I am crazy. Slice me up. I gave him a little Jimmy, and then I was thrown out of the store. I'm just kidding. I wasn't thrown out of the store. I ended up having to buy the processed meat. It wasn't bad, though. The first thing I did was feed 34C with it. I did a dry run. I did it, Mafia. I did a taste tester dry run.
Test it out in your family first.
Yeah. I go, how's that ham? I go, how's that ham bone? She said, it's delicious. I go, all right, I'll have the turkey. So anyway, Jamal Crawford and your boy, Michael Beasley, are going to be absolutely green light city for the Nets with Chris LeVert and Allen and Harris. There's your five, right? I mean, that's automatic. Well, they didn't get Beasley and Crawford to sit on the bench, did they, Moff? Dudes are going to play.
Let's be honest. How many years from half of that team being in the big three? Like, is that like 2-3 years before half those guys are in the big three instead of the NBA?
I mean, automatic. If you could even get him to do that. So there you go. I'm just looking at some other stuff. So there's a lot to talk about in terms of the Steven Jackson and Deion Jackson, Deshaun Jackson, the whole, you know, anti-Semitic rant, the social media ramblings, the Adolf Hitler comments, the whole debate over, you know, does he hate Jews and everything else. That got everybody all riled up yesterday, right? And then today, it's the gift that just keeps on giving, isn't it? Today, it turned into Steven Jackson as the voice of reason for the issue. And what he did was he just dug that grave deeper. It was a 6-foot grave. Now it's like a 24-foot grave. Like, he just absolutely just, I've heard other people even tonight, I've heard people today and tonight say that he just shut down the Black Lives Matter movement by himself for, like, you know, 24 hours, just, like, you know, shut it off. Like, it went into hibernation for a day or two until people get over the Deshaun Jackson and Steven Jackson. Now the Steven Jackson thing's got him even more riled up because he basically said, in not so many words, he stands by everything that Deshaun Jackson said. I mean, I have it all. It's unbelievable what he said, because not only did he say it, he, like, doubled down on it, right? He said there's a conspiracy and that he's misunderstood. It's a conspiracy. He's peddling that. And then the Eagles, basically, did you see this, Mommy? The Eagles came out and said he's nuts. Like, the team came out and said, right. They said what he said is crazy. We're not listening to him. Okay. Right.
They still haven't gotten rid of him, though.
I'm talking about Steven Jackson. They've even commented on. They're talking about both of them now. Everyone is talking about both of them now. So, you know, he said, in other words, you're upset with me because I didn't say what you wanted me to say. There's just all kinds of stuff going on here. I'll break it down for you and clarify what he said and then the reaction to after the fact.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so the original story was that DeSean Jackson is being criticized heavily for posting anti-Semitic conspiracy theories wrongly, I might add, certainly. And then he also obviously brought Adolf Hitler into the conversation. So he apologized multiple times, pledged to educate himself, and then Stephen Jackson, not DeSean, but Stephen Jackson, basically, we all know that he was really good friends with George Floyd, who was murdered by the Minneapolis Police Department. Those four cops that were involved in it. The one guy, you know, all of them are to blame. All of them are in big trouble. But the one guy that kneeled on him and killed him in 8 minutes and 46 seconds, that guy, he's finished. That guy's life is over, completely over. But we all know what happened. And Stephen Jackson basically stood up for George Floyd and was the voice of, in not so many words, the Black Lives Matters movement. He became a gigantic voice in the protests and in, frankly, speaking to the media and the public at large about what the problem is with racism systemically in this country. Fair enough. And let me also clarify by saying I thought he did a great job doing it. I thought he made sense. I thought he was right. I thought he was smart. I thought he was fluid. And I thought he was being great at running, basically running the show. I mean, he was really standing up and making some powerful, moving speeches about the racism in this country. Right? Fair enough. So I thought he was doing a fabulous job. And then today came around. I'm just saying, like, today's a little bit different, right? Fair enough. I'm going to give you a fair enough right here. This is him, not me. Quote, today's word is assume. To all my Jewish people, I love y'all. Y'all took the video the wrong way. I said he was right, stemming from a conversation we had before I got on live about how they're handling him and how they handled Cooper when he said the N-word. They didn't handle the same way. And that wasn't right. And that's what I was talking about. I love y'all. You never find a video article of me saying I hate anybody. Let me be clear about that up front. Assume today's word. As a Black man, you get pulled over by the police. They assume you're about to run. They assume you got drugs. They assume you got a gun. They assume the worst, right? I didn't say nothing about Jews or supporting Hitler at all in that video, but that's what they assume I said. And y'all wonder why we're fighting for equality, because y'all assume the worst from a Black man. I love everybody. I've always stood that way. Love for all those who love for all, who have love for all. So why would anybody assume I hate somebody? There you go. Yeah, that's certainly fair enough. That is not an apology of any kind whatsoever. And he also said that DeSean Jackson is, a quote, speaking the truth, end quote. And obviously he was talking about DeSean Jackson's Hitler post, not a private conversation he had with DeSean Jackson, as Stephen Jackson is now clamoring about at this point. Now he's saying that everything he said was about a conversation he had privately with Deshaun Jackson. But what he really said, which is the truth is he said that Deshaun Jackson was speaking the truth about Adolf Hitler. That's exactly what he said. And then he came out today with this absolute crock of shack that he had a private conversation with Deshaun Jackson, and that's what he was talking about. So here's to lying your face off, bro. and then here, this is also, here's what he said. Quote, this is about Deshaun Jackson, Steven Jackson saying it. Quote, he was trying to educate himself, educate people, and he's speaking the truth, right? He's speaking the truth. You know he don't hate nobody, but he's speaking the truth to the facts that he knows and trying to educate others. How, end quote, how in God's name is Deshaun Jackson educating anybody about anything, particularly Jews, about Adolf Hitler? Question mark. Okay. Obviously he really made a mess of things and stuck his foot in his mouth. And, you know, he just keeps telling you how much he loves Jews also in his ramblings. And then he, you know, all of his anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. He said, you're upset with me because I didn't say what you all wanted me to say. And then he started talking about, you know, that for a fact that the point is, someone said you're not you did not say that Jews are not trying to divide the black community. And then he said, quote, you know that for a fact, you know who the Rothschilds are? They own all the banks, bro. Like, end quote. Are you tripping? Like, you what? What are you saying? What? I mean, what in God's name was that? Like, and then he said, quote, I haven't said one thing that's untrue yet, end quote. Like, boy, you sound like you're really, honestly, you sound like you really love the Jews, Steve. Honestly, you're really, I mean, you know, millions of Jews, I'm sure they just think you'd love them. I mean, they're just, they're probably having a cocktail party right now in your honor. Are you kidding me, this dude? Who are you kidding? Seriously, bro. I mean, it's one thing to hate all the white people. It's another thing to try to pretend like you love Jews after your boy's talking about Adolf Hitler all day. Okay. And the Jews. I mean, honestly, don't. And let me tell you what, you can blame whoever you want. Blame God. Blame whoever. Don't blame me that these two are doing the whole Adolf Hitler Jew thing on social media. And then one guy does it and his, you know, neck's on the line. And then his buddy shows up to protect him and say, everybody's crazy. You're misinterpreting what I'm saying. You don't know. I love Jews and all the rest. Is there anyone on the face of the earth that's falling for his shack? That's actually gullible enough to believe his nonsense and ramblings today. I mean, dude, like, seriously, you had it all going for you. You were on a roll. You were changing the world a month ago. You were on top of the world, changing everything and making a difference in the community everywhere, all over the globe, I think. And then today you just lost all of that. You lost all that because now no one respects you at all. Now everyone thinks you're just a stupid ass. I mean, like me, I think you're a stupid ass. In fact, I don't even think it. I know it. I know it. You're a stupid ass. So now I don't have to listen to you anymore because I know you're a stupid ass. Okay, thanks. I'm not a stupid ass. You are. You lose. You just lost all the respect people had for you. And don't try to play this little game like you still respect him either. When a guy does, like, what is the difference between being a racist or being an anti-Semite?
There is none.
What? You don't like me now, the audience? Good. God, you don't Pharrellin' like me. You know why? Because I tell it like it is. And I get everybody all nervous in the suits, too. They don't like when I talk about it either. They get all worked up when I they've been worked up for days since I started talking about this. You know what? They should have done their homework on me. Mafia, when have I not talked about important things like this on the radio show in my life that you've had with me?
You always do. You have to address these kind of things.
Thanks. But they don't want me to around here. Don't talk you know about it. Scott, don't talk about it, they told me.
It doesn't matter if you have the most eloquent speech ever heard by man for an hour. If you start it by quoting Hitler or by saying some guy was right when he quoted Hitler, guess
You're
what?
Done.
You have no credibility and no one's listening.
You're done. So there you go. So here we go. So everyone now they're saying, here's an article. He's being judged fairly, all right. He's promoting anti-Semitic messages. He's getting treated like someone promoting anti-Semitic messages. Gee, thanks. Thanks for, I just read that after I just went on my rant. Thanks for telling me something I've already just said. Sorry. I'm sorry I'm ahead of you. I'm sorry. I'm not even trying to be smart because I'm not SMRT. That's a funny line, right, Mafia? We used to play that on the show. What's the rest of the song? SMRT. I am so smart.
I am so smart. SMRT. I mean, SMARRT.
Here we go. Oh, here we go. This is the one I always love when they say this one. Do I believe Steven Jackson wants to be anti-Semitic? And then they always answer it the same way. No. Do I believe that they always say that? Have you ever seen that? Like a guy gets in trouble, like DeSean Jackson, and they say, do I believe that DeSean Jackson is an anti-Semite? No. Do I believe he deserves to be forgiven? Yes. That's what people say, right? So that's what they always say. Everyone always says that. Like, I'm not, you know, if you turn on ESPN, they'll say, I am not sitting here and I would never suggest that he could. Do I believe that he's an anti-Semite? No, of course not. But here's what we should do. What I'm saying on this show is, I just want to be clear. So like, let's pretend like now we're moving ahead to me. I do believe you're both anti-Semites. And you know what else? I know it because you just did it for me. You both did it for me. Do I think you're anti-Semites? You better, Pharrell, and believe I believe you're both anti-Semites. And you hate white people, tell. All right, so the last thing I'll say about that whole thing is this, is that just like you knew they would, like we talked about this, I think, on Coast to Coast today and maybe last night on the show when we were talking about on Pharrell and a Bench on DeSean Jackson's problems. We talked about how at the end of the day that Riley Cooper's name got brought up, right? It became a Riley Cooper thing. They compared it to Riley Cooper, that Riley Cooper went to a concert and started dropping N-bombs, and then they never cut him. In fact, they gave him a contract extension, correct? So, of course, Steven Jackson compared the whole thing to, of course, this isn't about Riley Cooper. This is about anti-Semite comments made by DeSean Jackson, correct? But of course, it turned into Riley Cooper. And I wouldn't disagree with anyone that says they handled that poorly, the Eagles. But in other words, like, let me be clear here for everyone that's stupid. I think that Riley Cooper should have been cut for his racism. Clear racism should have been cut. Are we smart now? And you heard me say it so that we're all on the same page here. Okay. Now let's move forward to this story. And this story is, he compared it to Riley Cooper. And then, you know, like with DeSean Jackson, the Eagles released a statement criticizing Cooper. They did not cut him. And the Eagles have not cut DeSean Jackson at this point. They have not done that. And they might, who knows, they might very well do that. They have vehemently opposed his comments, right? They have vilified them. They have distanced themselves and disparaging those comments with, you know, every derogatory thing you could say about how badly they thought he opened his fat mouth, they just threw him in the gutter, right? They basically said, he's an idiot and we have nothing to do with him. We have, he plays football for us, but he's a stupid ass. That's what they said, right? Mafia, isn't that about what they said?
Yes, pretty much what they said.
Right. Okay. So now what they're saying is the same thing about this ass hat, because he brought it up. He's like, see this whole Riley Cooper thing. And here's the deal. They didn't cut him and they didn't cut your boy either. DeSean Jackson's still on the Eagles up till this point. Right. And the bottom line is the story will move on, I'm sure, to a new phase tomorrow. But you can't even argue that with me, that this guy, you know what? I get it. I get the whole thing. Fair enough. I'm with you. I'm down. I'm cool that you're defending your buddy. You're defending your boy. Go out there. I'd do the same thing for my boys. Like, you know, whatever, your girlfriends, whoever it is, your lover, your wife, your husband, you do the same thing for someone. I don't deny that. I have no problem with that. I think that everyone would do that, defend someone that they care about, their friend or whoever, just like Steven Jackson defended George Floyd, I think, so amicably, so incredibly well. He did such a fantastic job with that. And then on this one, on this particular case with DeSean Jackson, what he did was he drove off a cliff. He just drove off a cliff, bro. You drove off a cliff 400 feet straight down into the river. You're dead. Like that.
Thelma Louise, that one.
I mean, Thelma Louise, that's a great one, Moff, because that's what he did. They can't even deny it. Like, there is no getting around it. Don't even try to call me or write me or text me or tweet me or anything. Don't even like me. If you want to sit here and try to sell me some BS, inject swearing here, that I just don't get it, or that wasn't what he was saying, or any of your other okay, whatever it is, just keep it to yourself. I don't even want to hear it, because I am not stupid. I may not be clever, but I'm not stupid. I'm not buying any of his rhetoric. It's all, he's lying through his teeth. That's all there is to it. And he's an idiot. So he had a really great day the other, you know, for the last month, he's owned the world. And then today he lost all of it. He lost all the respect. That's what, you know, I'm just saying, just so you can understand a little better. That's what like smart people are saying today about this guy. People that understand what he did, people that get it, they know that he just ruined everything. Even his own colleagues and friends and coworkers, everyone that works with him and knows him, like everything he does on TV, does like, doesn't he do like some Showtime podcast up in smoke or something like that? Like they're all just, I know he does, because Showtime even came out and said, we want nothing to do with him. we do not condone a single word that came out of his mouth. He must've been drunk, because what he said was so stupid that like now he's like, he's taking a hit, right? A really bad hit. And so all of his glory, like he's trying to be this voice of the generation. He's trying to be the voice of Black Lives Matter and the strongest brother on the face of the earth. Fair enough. That's what he's done. And he's already established that he's got all kinds of juice. So now it's all gone. It's just over. So you know what he's going to do now? He's going to try to, trust me when I tell you, he's going to go back to trying to save the Black community. That's what he's going to do now. He's going to go back and try to get back into the movement, because he's already screwed it all up today. He's going to go hide and try to run, you know, go back to what he was doing good, because he screwed this up so bad. Don't even tell me that he hasn't, because he has. Everyone that knows anything knows he has, including the Eagles, including Showtime, including anyone that's smart. Anyone that's smart knows what he did today was stupid. And that's it. And I'm sure someone, there's got to be someone that has the stones to tell him, bro, here, let me take this giant foot out of your mouth. Just let me just stop you. Go to bed. Wash it off. It's over. It's too late. You can't fix it. There's no fixing it. He tried to apologize. That was even worse. It was even worse. You know, I don't think anything should happen really badly to anybody. I don't want that for anybody. But I said today on the show, if you do the racism rants, you deserve 4-game suspension automatic. Boom, done. There'd be none of it. No check, no games, no nothing. That's just NFL 4 games. They only play 16, right? So if it were NBA and they're playing, let's say, a regular season 82, I'd say 10 games. 10 games for racism. You know, you got to do something. No check, 10 games. If it's baseball, same thing. Hockey, same thing. It is what it is. If it's football, a quarter of the season, gone. You do something stupid. What do they do when you do drugs, right? They suspend you, what, Mafia, 4-6 games? Something like that. I mean, you got to get something for, you know, doing the, frankly, the stupid. People are saying, what should happen to players that have racist rants? Well, you know, nobody wants racism in the world, right? Nobody wants racism. So what are you going to do? Let him just say it and then say, I'm sorry, I was misunderstood. No, you weren't misunderstood. What we understood is that you're a stupid ass and you said it. And now you're trying to backpedal your way out of it with your faint apologies, your pathetic apologies, which are filled with vomit. Just absolute vomit, and no one's listening to you. You've already spoken. We already heard you. Thank you. You've already dropped your anti-Semite bomb for the day. You're done. No one's listening to you anymore. You are ruined. You're not allowed to, like, have an opinion anymore because we already know how demented your opinion is. Thank you. We're finished with you. Have a nice day. You're suspended 4 games. Lose your paycheck for 4 games. What do they do, Mafia, to TV and radio people? They fire them in 5 minutes, right? They don't even give them a suspension. They just fire them. Oh, yeah.
It's usually like, you know, they'll suspend you, and then, like, 3 hours later when they get the, you know, even bigger fervor from everyone now on social media, mm-hmm. then they fire you.
And what do they do when they fire you on TV and radio, and, you know, that's it. And then, you know, it's automatic. You're just done. You're finished. And it's happened even during the, they don't even question it. Like the guy, remember the guy in Sacramento, Napier, like they didn't even, a bunch of players said he's a racist. They believed him. And then the guy's ruined, right? Finished, ruined. But DeSean Jackson, Steven Jackson can say whatever they want. And Charles Barkley or whoever else, they can say whatever they want. Nothing ever happens to them. Well, you know, how does that shake out? Well, you know, they're asking today, the media, the world at large is talking about what should happen to, you know, famous people or athletes that get busted with, you know, these kinds of moments. Anti-Semite rants, Adolf Hitler rants. You know, Black Lives Matter rants, racism rants, people dropping N-bombs and everything else. What happens? They all get fired. And then in pro sports, what happens? Here's what happens. We all have to sit there and listen to them tell us that they're sorry, but they were misinterpreted. Everything was taken out of context. That's not what I said, even though that's exactly what I said. And we know that smart people know that's exactly what I said, but I'm only catering to stupid people. So I just want to apologize to all the stupid people out there. I mean, honestly, I'm done with it. I don't even want to listen to it anymore. You know, you cannot, like, expect people to respect your movement when you're over here doing this. Seriously, like, I'm all for the, you know, Black Lives Matter movement, and everyone else is too, like, or so they say they are. And we're doing it in sports every day now, right? The entire game's about the movement at the beginning of the game, is it not? We're doing everything we can to change. Everyone's doing everything we can to change. But Steve and DeSean are over here, you know, talking about Adolf Hitler and the Jews. Like, oh God, I mean, is it even happening? Is this even happening? Like, is it not? Everything was going great. The whole world was changing. Now all of a sudden, you know what it is? It's like a train just flew off the tracks into a ravine and everybody's dead. That's what happened. Can't even make this stuff up. Like, what, you think I'm the reason for it? I just tell it like it is. That's the problem, is no one likes hearing it from me because of my gravelly voice or my facial expressions, but I sure tell it like it is, don't I? Oh man, I'm really good at it. Give it a little one of these. I'm gonna shake a little, shake it. Oh, just Do you think I need this tonight? Like, do you think I want to come in here tonight and this is all I want to talk about? Well, I mean, the world stops for everything else we're talking about lately, right? Is the entire sports world not about two things right now, right? COVID and Black Lives Matter, right? But let me guess. Oh, so the Jews don't count? So they're allowed to say whatever they want about the Jews, but we're over here trying to be good people and change for the Black Lives Matter movement. Someone explain that to me. I just, because I thought we were like supposed to love everyone. Everyone's created equal here. We're trying to make everybody get on the same concert, on the same plane. We're all going to be even, right? Women, men, blacks, whites, gays, straight. I got to get everybody happy now, right? But just forget about the Jews. You can say whatever you want about them. They don't matter. I mean, come on. I mean, this guy literally said, Jackson said he was speaking the truth. I mean, Jesus, what's next? I mean, he was just trying to teach the brothers about Adolf Hitler. He's speaking the truth. Like, what? I was like, wait. I'm in my car, like, rrr, rrr. What? I was like, you can't even argue it. Like, just go to bed. Roll over, Rover. It's already over. You can't even fix it. He can't fix it. No one can fix it. A lawyer can't even fix it. The smart lawyers can't even fix it. All right, so real quick, Northwestern's game with Wisconsin won't be played at Wrigley Field this year and the season if they have one. And also, but they're selling those Cubs rooftop seats for $350 a whack for baseball games. So who cares about the Northwestern-Wisconsin football game? Morenci's up next with Sports Rage. Don't forget, Bagels and Bad Beats at 5 a.m. with Scott Wetzel. Let's bring in Morenci. Morenci, what do you think? $350 a crack for a Cubs game up on the roof with a couple of cold old styles?
Now, if I'm dropping $350 for a sporting event, bro, it better be like a big-time UFC fight. I better be sitting in like the first 10, 15 rows of an NBA basketball game. I'm not dropping $350 to stand on a rooftop across the street from Wrigley to watch a bunch of lowlifes play baseball.
I love that. Hey, so we were talking about...
Well, actually, sorry. Not every player is a lowlife, Scotty. Sorry, it's not every player, but... You know, like somehow I think the owners are getting a piece of it, right? Because they have to sanction it. So it's not like it's just boot, you know what I mean? You're sort of, you know, you're watching the game and you're sticking it to the right man. No, the Cubs got a piece of it. So I don't support it at all. And I encourage everybody tuning in to watch Major League Baseball on illegal streams this year as well. Like, I don't want to give them ratings. I want to watch on stream, Scotty. And if I buy any Major League Baseball gear, bootleg.
Have you ever? Hey, wait. Have you ever partied at Murphy's Bleachers on Waveland? Have you ever partied over there in Chicago? Have you ever been there?
No, more of a – listen, if I lived in Chicago, I'd be a White Sox guy.
Okay, well, that's great. But listen, it's a great bar, and you would get absolutely fall on your face drunk in this bar. It's awesome. And the Cubby Bears over there, it's a great bar too. And I've been on the rooftops there. It is worth doing once. And I've also gotten laid there at Wrigley Field, which is awesome. Morenci, I'll see you tomorrow on Coast to Coast. Have a great show tonight on Sports Rage Mafia. Good job. I'm Pharrell. Good night, everybody. See you on Coast to Coast at 4 East tomorrow.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-D-E-N-B-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.